is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey, Hoopheads. Wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market, and they truly accelerate skill development faster than ever. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com and follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Mention the Hoopheads podcast and save an extra $300 on the Dr. Dish Rebel, All-Star, and CT models. Also, make sure to check out the new Dr. Dish Home Machine, which is perfect for these crazy times when gyms and schools are closed. Visit drdishbasketball.com for details. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today.
Hi, this is Anthony Camara from the University of Alabama in Huntsville, and you're listening to the Hoopheads podcast.
Hey, Hoopheads, we all hate ankle sprains, and they happen way too often. Ankle injuries are the number one sports-related injury. Arise is trying to change that. With the iFast, your athletes get preventative protection and full mobility. Athletes no longer need to wear bulky braces that limit performance and give mediocre protection. Anyone playing sports should be using these products. Keep your athletes in the game. Don't wait for them to get hurt to take action. Visit www.arise.com, spelled A-R-Y-S-E, and use the code HOOPHEADS to get 20% off the future of performance. That's A-R-Y-S-E.com with promo code HOOPHEADS to get 20% off. Welcome to the 23rd edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. November's Roundtable question is, what is something new that you've added or will add this season to your coaching repertoire and why? Our coaching lineup this month includes Eric Bueller from Chatfield High School, Chris Delisio from Olmsted Falls High School, Jeff DePelto from the Berkshire School, Matt Gron from the University of Dallas, Tim Hoyer from 180 Coaching, Scott Roussatz from Covington Catholic High School, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Schulman from the University of Alabama Huntsville, and Joe's Decision from Unleashed Potential. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review. If you're a basketball coach at any level, please check out our Hoopheads Coaching Mentorship Program. You'll get matched with one of our experienced head coaches and develop a relationship that will help take your coaching, your team, your program, and your mindset to another level. And don't forget to check out our Hoopheads Pod network of shows, including Thrive with Trevor Huffman, Beyond the Ball, the CoachMaze.com podcast, Players Court, Bleachers and Boards, plus our NBA team pods, Cavalier Central, Grizz and Grind, Knuck If You Buck, 305 Culture, Blazing the Path, and Hashtag Lakers. Now let's hear from our coaches. Eric Bueller, Chatfield Senior High School, Littleton, Colorado.
How's it going, Hoopheads? This is Eric Bueller at Chatfield Senior High School in Colorado. And this month we were asked what's something new that we're going to be adding to our coaching repertoire this upcoming season. For me, it's just being consistent with dead balls and during those dead balls in games, adjusting something to attack the team we're playing. Whether it's on offense, calling an ATO or an action in our offense, or switching up a defense to give them a different look, even if it's just for a couple plays or so. I want to take more opportunities to adjust on the fly and also give our kids a singular focus, leaving a timeout. I know sometimes we leave timeouts or we call timeouts to adjust something that we're doing poorly. I would like to use those dead ball periods to give my kids something that they can attack with, another way that they can take advantage of something that the other team isn't doing well, or just make the other team think more. That's all I got this month. Hope everyone out there is doing good. Talk to you guys later.
Chris Delisio, Olmsted Falls High School, Olmsted Falls, Ohio.
Hey, Hoop Heads. Chris Delisio from Olmsted Falls. I think one of the unique ones that we have that we really like is what we did with our shooting, because you can get caught up in so many shooting drills during the year, that we've created four individual and four team shooting drills that we do all year. And we have a dry erase chart in our gym that we keep track of our shooting records, and we compete shooting wise. So every time we do a shooting drill, whether it be team or individual, it's a competition. So our guys really work hard to try to get their names up on the board or surpass somebody. We even keep track of the records over the years as far as who's had the most through all of our teams. And it's a really nice competitive thing to do, because shooting can be something that kids don't always compete at or really work at. And with so many shooting drills out there, you can kind of get caught up in trying, you know, more and more and more, when really I think the goal is just to get shots up that are game speed. And this certainly helps do that, because the kids are moving at a fast pace to try to get more shots up to beat the last score or to get to the top of the record board. So hopefully that helps.
Jeff DePelto, the Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts.
What's up, Hoopheads? This is Jeff DePelto at Berkshire School in Sheffield, Massachusetts. And this month's prompt is, what are you going to add to your coaching repertoire this year and why? And one thing that I'll be adding a lot into practices and a daily routine with my team this year is going to be a whole lot of empathy. And I think in previous years, it was almost asked of players to leave whatever has gone on and the rest of their day in the locker room. And I think, you know, with all that's going on with social justice issues in the country, with the global pandemic that's still going strong in our country, it's really important that we do take the pulse of our players to see what they're bringing with them, what kind of baggage they're bringing with them in the gym, acknowledge that, and try and help them work through it. And that's really a great way to make basketball and sports in general be a release for kids today, because they're going through a lot of things that none of us have ever had to go through, and they have to go through it as teenagers and young adults. And that's more than I think has ever been asked of a generation at this age.
Matt Grind, recruiting coordinator at the University of Dallas.
Something new that I'm adding to my coaching repertoire this year would be our terminology and trying to be more concise and sharper with not only how we call plays, what actions we're going to run, but even simple things that go along with our culture and our off the court lives. You know, we've changed up how we're going to make play calls. We've done kind of a football type play call where we call a set and we have certain actions that we run out of it. You know, I just think that football coaches are light years ahead of where we are on the hardwood. And so it was just an idea that the head coach and I stole from football guys. And it's actually kind of fun for our guys, too, to be able to rattle off all these things and know exactly what we're doing and run some complex actions. Not new this year for me, but more of a return. This year, I've really put a focus on being more tactically minded with our guys. And I think that's just kind of out of necessity. We've gone through a graduate assistant change, and the previous graduate assistant was very analytically minded. And that's just kind of where I think I need our focus to be for us to be successful. And then the end of the year evaluation from last year, the players said, you know, one thing that I bring to the table for our team is energy. And they felt like I really lacked that last year. And so this year, you know, I'm just making sure that I bring the juice, as my good friend Lawrence Frank always says, you know, making sure that my energy levels are up, and I'm doing everything to maintain a positive environment. And shoot, this year, coaches, in the middle of this pandemic with nothing for certain, I think it's super important for us to stay positive with our kids and reassure them that what they're doing is important for their health and well-being. It's a release. And at some point, this is going to be over and we are going to play again.
Tim Hoyer from 180 Coaching in Orange County, California.
Tim Hoyer, 180 Coaching. One of the recent changes I've made is focusing on how many we can make in a row. Before we were focused on making a certain amount of shots in a given amount of time. And really all that did was jack up the quantity of shots. I really wanted to focus on the quality, and by seeing how many we can make in a row, I feel that we start focusing on the quality of each attempt. Also, there's a bit of a pressure aspect, because as you get closer and closer to the number that you're trying to hit in a row, the pressure builds, and it's a great way for small groups to do shooting drills with an added benefit of practicing pressure-filled shots.
Do you want to score more? Training with the Shoticle is the easiest way to score more. The game is changing, and data scientists are determining the best ways to score. Millions of computer simulations determine where to hit the backboard for the highest percentage shots and when it's best to use the backboard. The Shoticle provides those highest percentage shots. From beginners to next level athletes, the Shoticle is helping players increase their shooting percentages. Visit Shoticle.com now and start scoring more.
Scott Roussatz, Covington Catholic High School, Covington, Kentucky.
This is Scott Roussatz from Covington Catholic High School. This month's roundtable question: what is something new that you have added or will add this season to your coaching repertoire, and why? We've added an element of more practice film and analyzing that at least twice a week to make sure that our guys are really seeing kind of the mistakes that are being made out there. With restrictions to how long we can practice, we thought this was a good way that we are able to put it up on our Huddle account, and they're responsible for watching the film and doing some breakdown in areas where they can improve. So that is an element that we've put in this year and will probably continue on. I think it's a great way to really teach the kids how to be better, especially on the defensive end, and to make sure that they see their mistakes, and then we can correct them from there.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
Hi, Don Showalter here with USA Basketball. Question for today is, what is something new that you would have added or will add this season to your coaching repertoire, and why? Well, I think I always thought it was beneficial to add, try and get one or two or three new drills to emphasize the skills that we really wanted to work on, maybe something a little bit different that we want to try out this year. Also, I thought, just to keep me sharp as a coach, I always tried to tweak something offensively or defensively that I thought would really fit our personnel. Might be in our press, it might be something that we would tweak a little bit in our press, maybe show a little different at the front or the back of the press, or our offense, add a few different things to our offense with the ball screen, wing ball screen offense to it. What this does too, I think it keeps the coaches sharp, but also it really makes you evaluate what is good for your personnel, because your personnel will change every year. Even if the kids stay the same, sometimes your skill level gets better or is added too. So those are some of the things that I would recommend. Thanks.
John Shulman, University of Alabama, Huntsville, and the 720 Sports Group.
This is John Shulman, head coach at the University of Alabama in Huntsville. Question is, what is something new that I'm going to add to my repertoire or we're going to add this year to our basketball team or program? A couple things about this. I think that you always, you know, I've said this before and many times, us coaches, we get upset because our kids don't work on their games. You got to get in the gym. You got to work on your game. You got to expand your game. And we're always crushing our kids because they got to get in the gym. They got to work on their game. As a coach, do you work on your game? Are you getting in your gym, which is the film room? Are you working on your game, watching film, watching your opponents, trying to learn and trying to better yourself? So that's what I would challenge us coaches to do, is work on your game. You always have to add stuff. The stuff that worked last year, you can't be content and think it's going to work again this year, because I would say your opponents got sick and tired of you whipping them with that action last year. So you better add a counter. You better add a counter under OB. You better add a counter to your favorite set. I think you got to stay with the basics, but you better be adding new things as you go along. Something new defensively, something new offensively. We're adding all the time. I think if you just stay the same, you become stale as a head coach. You become stale as a coach. You become stale as a player. You become stale as a team. And so I think this is a great question. I think you got to add what we're adding. I mean, we're going to add different things under OB offensively. We're going to add some counters to what we do offensively versus man and zone. We're going to tweak a little bit of things in our zones. But you better take a – that's what the summer's for. You better take a long look at your program and a long look at your film, and with a eye that you better critique yourself. Let somebody else watch your tape. Let somebody else – and be open to the fact that you're not perfect and you can improve. And that's why you better be adding new things to you. And so – I mean, we're adding a talk after one of our practices each week. We call it Recover with Ryberg. We drink some muscle milk and some protein shakes, and we do a little, not like a devotional, but we do something. And yesterday we talked about commitment and being all in as the season gets ready to start. So we're adding that this year. I just think you got to add things. You got to really take a long look at your program and, don't become stale, and as a coach, always work on your game. And that's something that we all need to be doing, not just putting it on the players. Hopefully this helped.
Joe's Decision. Unleashed Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe's Decision, Unleashed Potential. This month's question is, what is something that you're going to add to your coaching repertoire this season as something to really focus on and work on? The thing that I would like to add or do more of this year in my training and my coaching and player development is shooting stamina. In working with shooting in all different aspects, one of the things that I really notice is that a lot of players don't have a great shooting stamina. And by that, I'm talking about being able to constantly make violent cuts throughout the game and constantly be able to uphold the proper shooting technique when they're tired, especially late in the game. And I know on the pro level that they spend a lot of time on shooting stamina, because you should be able to shoot the ball with the same technique at the end of the game, proper technique that you do at the beginning of the game. You know, I've always been a big proponent of footwork, spent a tremendous amount of time in player development on footwork, probably one of the more primary focuses, my player development. And I've always spent a lot of time on working on getting open for your shots. And I've always said that the best shooters are in the best shape. So what I've really started to do now in my training is make a player earn the opportunity to shoot the basketball. By that, I have them make multiple cuts, multiple movements before I will pass them the ball into the shot, as well as having them with the ball make different various moves going slow to fast, fast to slow, stop and go into their pull-up jump shots. So in doing that, I use a lot of different footwork. We use a lot of sprinting through an area, backpedaling, and then coming forward and sprinting. We do footwork agility movements into a shot. So in a sense, like I said, I'm making them earn the right to shoot the basketball. In doing that, they're using violent cuts, making violent cuts. Every cut has to be a violent cut. Though at times we will also change the pace of the cut. Like I said, going from slow to fast or fast to slow and being able to catch the ball and ready to be able to shoot the ball. So also with the, with your post players, you can even do the same thing. So I've had post men have to make multiple, speed and agility cuts, you know, before they get the ball into the post to make a move. I just think it's very, very important, for shooters today to create a shooting stamina to have multiple movements in, before they get the basketball. So that's an area that I'm really going to work on, more with my players. Like I said, I always do that, but I'm even going to emphasize that even more in our workouts because I truly believe that players are in the best shape or have been able to have great footwork and be able to make multiple movements are going to be your best shooters. Because the better shooter that you are, the more you're going to be played very, very tough and you're going to have to work to get open, not, you know, make multiple efforts to get open. And one thing I like to say is, you know, I've seen JJ Redick since he was down at Duke with all my time spending down at Duke and I've studied him. I've been to pre-practices when he's with the Sixers and it's just amazing the amount of work that he does before he even gets his hands on the ball to be able to shoot the ball. So I always say you have to do your work before the shot. You have to do the hard work before the shot. And he spends, you know, a lot of time on that. I've watched him practice for an hour before practice, regular practice with the Sixers, just working his routine, working on his footwork, working on his violent cutting, spots and routines. So I just, I really believe that that's only going to help players at all levels that I work with in terms of their shooting. And then once they are done moving, you can have them catch and shoot from a spot, from various spots after making all the movements, just as a way for them to still be able to catch and shoot when they're extremely tired. One drill in particular that I got from, watching JJ Redick through the years that I know he does is a drill where it's a competitive drill where he starts on the baseline, sprints to half court, must sprint to the three and shoot a three. Then he goes back to the baseline, sprints to half court, and must sprint to the wing to shoot a two. And then he does the same routine, goes from the baseline, sprints to half court, must sprint back in for a layup, for a pass and catch layup. And in each shot, threes count as two, twos count as, or threes count as threes, twos count as twos, and the layup counts as one. And he has to continue the drill until he gets 21 or more points. So that's just a competitive thing that you can help, that you can use, a drill that you can use to teach shooting stamina. I like to use that drill at the end of the workout. I actually give them the hardest part of the shooting workout at the very end when they're tired. So again, my goal is to build shooting stamina. Also have a pre-practice shooting, workout that Ray Allen used to do when he's with the Boston Celtics. Kevin Eastman used to put him through a pre-practice shooting routine that helped to create shooting stamina for him. He got over 300 shots, making violent cuts through every shot, various parts of the floor, pick and rolls, you know, getting fouled after the shot, all kinds of various movements into the shot. So there are many, many multiple things that you can do to help create shooting stamina. Thank you.
Thanks for checking out this month's Hoopheads Podcast Roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
If you have an existing podcast or are looking to launch your own pod but aren't sure where to start, the team at My Podcast Manager can help. Our podcast team works behind the scenes so you can do what you do best. We'll help you launch your podcast, make it sound great, and free up your time for the more enjoyable parts of podcasting. If you're ready to put your podcast editing, production, and promotion on autopilot with a trusted team of podcasting professionals, visit mypodcastmanager.com to get started.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.